You're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are you? My mic was muted. So you got to, if you're on YouTube, you got to see Tom playing with his shrimp with a hat.
Don't say it like that.
No,
don't say you got to see Tom playing with his shrimp, okay? But yes, it is. It is very much a shrimp. He's from Mexico. No hat.
Oh, what is he sitting on? Oh, he's sitting on like a piece of like a rock. Okay.
Shrimp eyebrows. They've all got eyebrows.
Interesting.
They're very expressive creatures.
Okay, and that was a summary of all the news we got this week.
See ya.
Bye.
Leave a comment.
There we go.
Wow. On point. Really good.
Yeah. Super producer Eureka coming through.
That's a three-way joke. We're all in cahoots there. I'm glad everybody could participate in that. We are all part of the same moment right there. It was really special. Let's just take a moment to sit with that and pad time for a moment. Liz, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I could be better with some news.
Got plenty of
any
news.
Kind of crumb, a morsel.
You mean soccer news? I thought you meant
yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah, I'd like that too.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. All my happiness is dependent on this team. What are you talking about? Like, there's news other than this team?
No. My mental health is entirely tied to the local women's soccer team.
Yeah, obviously.
Which means I'm completely unmoored right now. I'm without bearing. I don't know which way port is right now. I am drifting listlessly through the Suez Canal. I'm about to get lodged in and totally disrupt 12% of the global economy. I wouldn't be the first person to do it.
Yeah, we're going to get a star.
Yes.
That's all we know.
They told us we're getting a star. Guys, team, listen to me. That's what happens when you win a championship. That's not news.
Yeah.
Thanks, though. It does.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah. Yes. And Tom and I have decided that we're bringing ring pops because there are no rings to speak of, which, what the heck? We got odd championship jackets.
Yep.
That don't even say Tampa Bay on them.
I think they do on the back.
No, they say NYC on them.
No, on the back.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count to you?
No, it's because it says a whole other city on there just for the stupid manufacturer.
NYC can stand for anything, Liz. Nice yams, Chica. What? They did.
Yeah, RBLR up to dark already.
Yeah,
this is why we can't go live.
They didn't give us much.
This kind of humor, much. it can't be put in front of a live audience. It has to be. It's carefully crafted.
People love us. I don't see the problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are we passing off for team menus? The jackets, right?
The jackets. The we got star.
Star on the logo because we won.
Supposedly the cup is doing some kind of tour that we know absolutely nothing about, except that it's going to start somewhere and end at the stadium, or start at the training facility, I think, and end at the stadium
in Tampa Bay. I could only assume.
Yeah. So you know what's going to happen is, because I'm going on. Hold on. I'm going on vacation.
Congratulations.
With some friends. The week of the 18th, that's when all the stops are going to be, when I'm not freaking here. I wasn't going to waste it on that.
Freaking, yeah. Hey, do you think Sabrina McNeil gets a championship jacket?
I think they all do. I don't know how I feel about that.
She deserves to feel like she's a part of the team. She deserves to fit in 100%. But she didn't. She didn't win. She lost.
Technically, only like 10 players left won it.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
It's a weird time to start giving things out.
It's got to feel weird as a player who wasn't actually on the team when they earned it, even.
Yeah.
Like let alone was the opposing team.
Yeah. It's kind of it. If you weren't on the team and you're like receiving all the championship plaudits and hardware and success and gifts, it almost feels like an unwritten threat. Like, you better earn this year, okay?
Yeah. and standards now.
I got all the faith.
We didn't have them before.
No, there were no. We set the standard. It was the first year.
Yeah.
The standard is come in third place, second place, and win the league. You don't have to win the league. Carolina did it, and what that'd get them? A stupid plate? I got plates in my kitchen right now. I don't care.
Do you really?
Plates in my kitchen? Do you not?
No, I... Jesus Christ.
What?
Tomathan.
Yep.
There's so little this week.
They did the photo shoots.
They did. They did media day. Yep.
It was cool.
Everybody looks adorable.
Got the champions patch.
Yep.
Gainbridge Super League star.
It was so funny. There was the pictures of who was it with Hannah Keane? They won the A League or something like that in Australia. It was two of them up top, like smiling, and then Hannah Keane like grumpy down at the bottom. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. She didn't win. Yeah. Charlotte, she was an A-League winner.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still learning everyone's names. I'm sorry.
We haven't seen most of these people in person.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if they were like transfers from around the league. I feel like that would be easier because we've talked about all the teams pretty in depth at this point. But a lot of them are just new.
We seem like we brought in substantially fewer players from the league than everybody else in the league.
Yeah, I don't want to call us out, but like we're out here preaching, oh, this is so all these US players could come home. It's like pulls a bunch of foreign players.
Right.
I mean, it's like, yeah.
It's kind of what we did from the get-go. I know. We built our roster differently. But
we pulled a couple players who were abroad back to home, back to the US at least.
We're still doing it, I think, but
barely.
Yeah, but I mean that's kind of the thing too. The story of the offseason has obviously been Lexington, right?
Yeah.
With all their signings. But if you look at all their signings, it's like all Super League players.
Yeah.
Very good Super League players. They took like the four of the best Spokane players out there. But like, are they really good? Everybody's like, oh, well, Lexington's going to be the best team, obviously, because look at everybody they've signed. Yeah, but you're familiar with everybody they signed. Nobody in America knows who Sandrine Marone is, but she's played for the Swiss national team. She was on the bench at the Euros just a month ago. Like, she's a marquee signing. Amina Ekic, sure. Sandrine Marone also, though. So I feel like we're flying under the radar a little bit as champions, which is odd to say, you know?
Yeah, but I think people have been like over underestimating us.
Yeah.
For a while.
We're a hard team to get a beat on, for sure.
I like it.
Yeah.
Except and when I need to get a beat on us.
Yeah, like Wednesday nights.
Yeah, like specifically, yeah, Wednesday nights at from like 9 to 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and we're not even so much like the USF alumni team that everybody makes us out to be, at least not anymore. There's only a handful of players.
Yeah.
And that's fine too, because USF is a really good team. You don't build your club around a bad college team.
Well, we don't know. There could be people on the practice squad.
There's a couple. And to be fair, we've run the heat wave is sick, and I mean that in a good way. We've run all the USF rosters back like 5 years, and none of the photos match up, as far as we can tell, with a couple of our mystery gals.
No, yeah, we have confirmed, unconfirmed.
Yeah.
Three new mystery friendos who are at that USF scrimmage.
Yep. We did.
We know who two of them are.
And one of those is somebody we should have already known the whole time. Because it was Ava Tankersley. She looked different.
No, I thought there were three. Wasn't there three total?
There's
there's
you posted four, but one was Ava.
Okay.
And then we figured out another one.
Yeah.
Spill the beans. Who's the one we figured out?
Alexa Goldberg.
That's right. A goaltender. She played for Florida Gators. She's from St. Pete. She played one game, 90 minutes for Brooklyn, and it was a clean sheet against Carolina. But again, is she signed? Is she signed to the practice squad? Is she just hanging out with us because she lives here?
Is she vacationing in Florida? Like, yeah. And that's not to say, like, I guess it could be. It's a little weird that maybe if she's, like, actually doing a match.
Yeah, but I mean, do we have all of our...
They had posted more stuff on the actual main page from one of the practice days, like when I spotted Maddie Parsons.
Yeah, and I think they keyed on to us pretty quickly, and they've been a little yes. more tight-lipped about everything.
Yeah, see, that's what I get for being cocky and like poking the admin.
Yeah, hey, we had fun. We had our fun, and now we got a boring week of evidently, but no. We are talking about these mystery players because we saw them in a picture at a game against USF. Just like last year, not open to the public. This time it was at USF instead of at Riverfront. We don't know who scored. We don't know if anybody scored. We don't know the final score. But it does look like we can tell, and this is very important, we can tell from the picture, it looks like everybody had fun.
It does, yes. Yep. I have to agree.
All 63 people in that picture are smiling. So,
did you count?
I did.
Okay. Yes, I don't know why the sun insists on keeping us in the dark.
Ooh, right? That's not how you do. Maybe the moon's in the way. We're having an eclipse right now. It's eclipse week. You still shouldn't look at the eclipse. It's still bad for your eyes.
Okay.
Just saying. Next time it rolls around, I hope everybody remembers. Get your little cardboard box, dumb looking glasses. I don't know, man.
Is it going to be Eclipse Week? Is that the podcast title?
Yeah, can't see the sun. There was a big bull in the way, USF style. But yeah, so we did let, I mean, we can still, we're in speculation season, right? Last season, the USF friendly was closed door, so it was announced, though, to be fair, but we couldn't watch it either way. What was not closed door was a friendly match against Fort Lauderdale, and there has been no indication one way or another that we're having that we're gonna play Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, somebody, anybody, for a preseason season ticket member game.
I don't think we're going to get any, quite frankly.
That's a bummer.
It's August 6th when we're filming this. It'll go out the next day. But maybe have to think their first game is in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Maybe the week, the Saturday before the first game?
Nah.
I don't know.
No, that would still be next Saturday.
Yeah. Because
the first game is Brooklyn on the 23rd.
They could announce a season ticket thing only, you know?
Oh, yeah, that would be their style, 4 to 8 hours before.
It would be. It really would. Well, stay tuned to the trophy tour. Maybe the trophy will tell us.
The trophy tour that I guarantee it's going to be that week that I'm not here. And I'm going to be so mad.
Maybe they'll bring it to you.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring it up towards Orlando.
Yeah, just to rub it in their faces a little bit.
Orlando has their own trophy.
It's a worse trophy, though. Yeah.
Any trophy Marta has is not a worse trophy.
Well, any trophy from the Scandal League is a worse trophy, as far as I'm concerned.
Another day, another scandal for the NWSL. Day.
Yep. Bye-bye, Sean Nahas, head coach of North Carolina Courage.
Very abruptly and with no courtesy really in it. Just, he's gone. Bye-bye.
Yep. 9 o'clock at night, black background. Love to see it. Definitely not suspicious. Mm-hmm. The guy who took over for Paul Riley. Don't know.
Mr. Yates report Paul Riley.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. At least we're not the NWSL. I don't know. I don't want I don't want to stoke those tribalistic flames. NWSL fans already don't like us because we're like cutting in on their territory or whatever. I don't know what their problem is, but I don't want to stoke it. I love women's soccer. I love professional women's soccer. The more opportunities, the better. I wish the NWSL. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? You heard about this? No obligation to. What was the terminology they used? No obligation.
I'm gonna use our one. It was no fucks given.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly.
Essentially, by the wave, front office, which seems par for the course.
Yeah. No. The NWSL's defense also claims it had no quote no duty of care to San Diego Wave employees. You're not. It's not your duty to care about your employees.
They didn't even have like an employee handbook to like the second season or something like that.
That's so bad. So bad. Again, we're not stoking tribalism or trying to cause a schism here, but my God, NWSL, get it together. You guys look bad. They're going to have to change the name at some point because, like, no duty of care, meaning this person was an employee of the team at the league. Yeah, it's the same model as MLS where, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a callous thing to say at the very least.
Yeah.
Distancing yourself from another crisis happening on your watch. It's not a good look, even if it is legally speaking the correct thing for the league to say. I feel like it's morally bad.
Well, that doesn't matter as long as line go up.
Hey, welcome to America, baby.
Yep. Speaking of America, according to our super producer, we need more engagement and YouTube is being super mean. So if you could like and comment, I don't even care if it's just your favorite color. Just leave a comment. Apparently that's what helps us get further out. I feel like just being blunt about it because it makes more sense. So leave a comment at RBLR Sports on the YouTubes, at RBLR Sun everywhere else, but leave us a comment in the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Thanks. Drop a star. That's right. Drop a star in the comments if you've made it this far. We will like them and we will be your biggest fans.
Thanks. Down below. Pay me a compliment. Somebody do that. All right,
Venmo me a compliment.
Yeah, Venmo me $40 right now. Yeah. Everybody listening, Venmo me $40. I'll put it in a fund. I'll buy you a beer at the game. We'll use it up over the course of the season. It's like an investment, okay? I might invest your money in other things, but I can promise you will probably get it back. Welcome to America. Welcome to capitalism. Welcome to banking. I can't guarantee you'll get it back. I might make a bad investment. Then we're both out of luck. Made a bad investment at the bar on Friday night. Am I right? Let's go.
Lord. Nobody take Lordy. Investment advice from Tom.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's going to Venmo me 40.
Brian, if he wants to get into the USL Discord.
Yep. All right. Let's. I think we peaked. Liz, you want to start going downhill on this thing already? You want to?
Yeah. In true Florida fashion, Jacksonville's friendly versus Hiberian got canceled due to the weather.
Honestly, so on brand. Yeah. Their very first game, and they've already joined the club. We've had
the weather delay. They have more weather delays than they have games played.
Yeah. They saw what you do when you're a Floridian Super League club and they're like, bet, we can do that immediately. So it's, you know, for all the crap we've given Jacksonville, they understood the assignment in that regard,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Very funny for the Hibernian team that flew across the goddamn Atlantic. I hope they had a good time the rest of the week they were here or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully they went to the beach or something.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. It's Jacksonville, though, so they probably should have come down to Tampa Bay. We've got better beaches.
Mm. Yeah. Could have played us. Would have been nice to maybe see that.
Weather was fun.
Open door for the public match.
Yep. get back on the bus, come back across the Atlantic, dissolve your partnership with Sporting Jacksonville on political grounds. Yeah, so that's funny. There were some other preseason friendlies around the league, too. Obviously, we talked about ours versus USF. Don't know what happened. Seems like everybody had fun. There was a game, Dallas Trinity versus SMU. Don't know what happened. I hope everyone had fun.
We assume.
We can assume. Soccer is a fun sport to play. So if you played it, you probably had fun. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was DC Power. I think they played Virginia Commonwealth Rams down in Richmond. Again, don't know what happened. Great week of preseason Super League. Thank you guys so much. Three soccer games happened. Another one almost happened. And we can assume probably a goal or two was scored amongst the three games. Not like we're chomping at the bit to watch a goal or see our players and video. The pictures are great. Don't get me wrong. I love the pictures. But like a video would be cool too.
Or a live tweeting, mm-hmm. Something, literally anything, for the love of Christ.
Sorry if we're coming across as bitter, but this is our livelihood right here. You're taking food off my cat's plate every time you don't live tweet a game. Look at him. He's starving. He can barely move right now.
That's not true. I would bring your kitty cat food.
Yeah, he's fine. He's asleep. Yeah, that's what that is.
I know.
All right. Yeah. You'll do it tonight too. I promise you. Don't be alarmed. We will all go to sleep.
Yeah.
Deep thoughts. Brooklyn FC, the team from Coney Island, the Bridges, the black and gray. The Brooklyn Bells, the Brooklyn Bombers. They have the Bridgettes. They signed a coach.
They did sign a coach, which is a funny way to say it.
They signed him. We already knew about it. We've been talking about it for weeks. They made it official.
One of the papers we found.
Yeah, the Portuguese newspaper. They put it out. It took Brooklyn like another 3 weeks to make it official. But yes, if you haven't been listening, if you haven't been paying attention, if you can only make it about 24, 25 minutes into a podcast, here you go. Brooklyn signed head coach Tomas Tangarinha. He previously was the coach at Damaense, came in eighth place out of 12 in the Portuguese top flight, just like a point or two off of relegation. So that's really good. I read their press release about the signing. And I really like what they had to say. It was really groundbreaking stuff. I've never seen a team say this when they've signed a new coach. It's promising if you're a Brooklyn fan. This is what you want to hear. It's a unique take on the sport. They want to play, get this, they want to play entertaining, attack-minded football. Wow.
Whoa. It's like just blowing the whole lid off the thing.
Nobody's ever said that when signing a coach before.
Amazing. So that's...
Be on the lookout this year for Brooklyn to play entertaining, attack-minded football. Yeah. It's new. Yeah,
Carolina, just send the plate to Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's over for us. Nobody in the Super League has ever said they want to entertain the fans. So I hope it'll pay off. I hope the fans of Brooklyn will be receptive to sports entertainment. Attacking minded. That's really cool.
New York in general should love entertainment. The Yankees have been a joke for so long.
So, wow. Whoa. We're covering a lot of ground.
That one goes out to my dad, who is a huge Yankees fan.
Jesus. Yeah, most teams in the league say they want to play really defensive football and like wait for the counterattack. Actually, funny enough, we don't say that. Denise doesn't say that, but that is what we do, right?
Isn't it? We have pretty soccer.
And when does the pretty soccer happen? when we absorb pressure and break on the counterattack.
Yeah, well.
It okay, is well, entertaining.
Too long for a bracelet, so I put Pretty Soccer.
Pretty Soccer is good. Pretty Soccer sounds better than attack-minded football.
It does. It does.
You don't got to focus too hard on how the pretty happens, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it's going to be pretty.
It's going to be pretty. It's going to be pretty for about 10 seconds, but man, it's going to be really pretty when it happens.
It's a really good 10 seconds, though.
Really good. Come down to Tampa. We can promise you a really good 10 seconds.
Yep.
What else happened? Hey, it's 11:04 right now, Liz. And it could be 11:04 in the morning if you're listening. How you doing? Good morning. Lexington. They signed a player. Still. Stop. Don't you guys have enough? Haven't you done enough already? We're sick of hearing from you.
No. They're just done with Spokane.
Yeah. Fair. They signed a player from the greater Spokane region, we'll call it. Because she recently played for the Calgary Wild in the Northern Super League. Which, once you get in the Northwest, Calgary, Spokane, practically right next door to each other.
Okay.
Just a simple 12-hour, 15, 20-hour drive or whatever.
They think nothing of road trips over there.
The West,
I think it's because you can cover so many more states much faster than you can, where it takes like 12 hours just to get out of Florida sometimes.
You can cover a lot of distance out west, but not necessarily states.
Okay.
Because the states is big out there. I once did California, the coast, Pacific Ocean, to Denver, Colorado, in one drive, one 24-hour long haul drive. No sleep, no. I stopped once in Utah to cry for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, straight through.
That sounds healthy.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was an experience though. But yeah, I mean, and that's 24 hours, four states: California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado.
Bang.
So the states is big. You do 24 hours on the East Coast, you do most of the states.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, yes, but it's still going to take you a billion years to get out of Florida.
Yeah, Florida's too big. That's the thing about leaving Florida, especially if you go west out of the panhandle. I every time I do it, I hit Tallahassee, and I'm like, wow, we're almost done. And then it's like another 2 hours to get to Pensacola somehow.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out Mobile, though. I like that city. Good time.
And this has been the Geography Corner.
You guys are lucky this doesn't come up more often with us, okay? Sarah Griffith. She was on loan to Lexington. They signed her. Remember what we were talking about?
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sarah Griffith to Lexington. We're a soccer podcast. Road trip second, soccer first. Was recently on loan to the Calgary Wild in the Northern Super League. On loan from the Chicago Red Stars. Also played previously for the Newcastle Jets on a loan from the Red Stars as well. 28 games, 2 goals for Chicago. 11 games, 4 goals in the A-League for Newcastle. 6 games for Calgary. She's a professional veteran. It's a good player to bring in. Kind of help things gel. But man, I hope you guys are done, because you've signed most of the players, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I don't think there's that many soccer players left.
Yeah, seriously, Lexington, knock it off.
Can you leave some for the rest of us?
I mean, knowing Lexington, they're going to loan out half these people anyway.
True. DC re-signed Gianna Gorley, to no one's surprise.
They did it. They brought back one of the good ones.
Good job.
Pretty cool.
Just give us back Paige.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know if DC is going to be much better than they were last year. I don't like that they didn't keep Nana as the coach. I don't like that they didn't keep up with Lexington, their basement dwelling partner. I don't think I like that they're still playing in Audi Field. Move the team to Baltimore. That's what I think. Sorry, DC fans.
And then name it the Whip Snakes.
Yeah.
The Whip Snakes 2 or something.
Let's go Whippies. Them snakes do be whipping. We got like a 35% chance to make the playoffs. We need to win, and we need Boston to lose, or we need Philadelphia to lose.
Okay, I will not watch, because apparently when I watch the Whip Snakes, they lose.
Well, they lose more often than not lately, so I don't think it's you.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks for joining us in the lacrosse corner. You guys are lucky it doesn't happen more often with me. moving down south to Fort Lauderdale, unfortunately, they signed another new player fresh out of college, a 5-year player at the University of West Virginia, West Virginia University. 91 matches, 68 starts, more than 5,000 minutes, a captain on the team, midfielder Lily McCarthy.
Cool.
Good for them. Hope she does poorly.
Well,
what?
I hope they all do good individually, but terrible as a group. How's that?
I don't know how that's going to work, Liz. I hope they all have fun.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
I hope they all have fun.
Who else do we hope has fun and loses?
Oh, Fort Lauderdale re-signing Kiara Locklear, a.k.a. Prowly Prowly.
Friend of the show, Prowly Prowly.
Inside joke. Because for some reason, she was just listed as Prowly Prowly on the USL Super League website for a little while. And her name was Kiara Prowly. Then she got married. It's Kiara Locklear. They did fix it then. But it was Prowly Prowly for a long enough time that we thought that was her name.
Yes. I thought it was weird that somebody's name was Prowly Prowly, but that's what the league said.
We were
going to
go with it, though.
I was more than willing to accept that. She scored like 3 goals in 4 games as Prowly Prowly. And then the league was like, wait a second, that's not her name at all. Our bad. Yeah. She's really good. She was like, she was a big problem, actually. She started like eclipsing Addie McCain towards the end of the season. Yeah. So, you know, another
year. She didn't even have to dive to do it.
Yeah, seriously. I'm not going to gas up too many Fort Lauderdale players, but Kiara played well. She was a little gnat. She's a smaller midfield, aggressive, attacking minded player. I had people who like don't watch much soccer or didn't watch any Super League like messaging me during the championship game, like, wow, that one Fort Lauderdale player is really messing us up. It was Kiara.
Figures.
Yeah. So, but hey, she doesn't have Addie McCain around her. It's like her, Nia Christopher, Shania Gordon. I'm almost like less worried about Fort Lauderdale this year than I am last year.
They kept Jasmine Hamid, right?
They kept Jasmine Hamid, yep.
Okay.
But they did get rid of Cosette Morsch.
Yeah. Morsche. Yeah. Not only did they get rid of her, they sent her north.
Well, of course they did. They're like the furthest south women's soccer team in the country. What are you talking about?
It's kind of cool, actually. So Cosette Morsche, or Morsch? Is it Morsch?
Morsche. She's got the thing on it.
It is Morsche. Okay. Yeah, Cosette Morsche got signed to the Orlando Pride, which is pretty cool. Is this the first like direct Super League to NWSL like poaching?
No previous NWSL experience. Without like checking, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And it's good to say it's deserved. She's tall. She was really good all year. No, Meza was alone from this. I'm talking to my producer right now. You guys wouldn't understand. Sorry. Sam Meza was alone from an NWSL club who went back. So yeah, I think Cosette Morsche is the first, we'll call it pure USL Super League player to get picked up by an NWSL club based off of her performance in the Super League. And it's like I was saying, she totally deserves it. She's tall. She made the championship game. Didn't allow a goal until like what, the 180th
She only made one mistake the whole game.
Yes. Yeah. A crucial mistake, but still. There's a reason the Heat Wave knows who she is, you know?
Yeah.
We only think about our goalies, Hope Heisey and Cosette Morshe. And now we don't have to worry about one of them.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's good to see. It's cool that she's out of the league, I will say, and not just on another team that we'll have to see her again.
She graduated.
It's cool she's still in Florida.
Yeah,
I wish her the best. She gives me a reason to watch Pride games besides Marta.
Yeah. Marta's a pretty good reason, though.
Marta's a pretty good reason, though, yeah.
Yeah, miss, I'm going to retire and then unretire.
Yeah, just kidding. I'm going to score one of the most incredible goals you've ever seen in the final minutes of a championship continental tournament match. Yeah.
Yep. Just Marta doing Marta things.
She can't help herself. It's disgusting.
Oh, I feel like it is a short episode this time. I feel like that about wraps it up.
Liz, do you want to yell about the Euros?
No.
I know you love doing that.
No.
No?
Oh, it's over. It's over. Fraudlin won.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Now I have the NWSL to watch for 2 weeks.
Yeah. The Northern Super League is still going.
True.
I catch that because it's like on YouTube. It's super easy.
Yeah.
And, what's her name from DC? She's playing up there. She almost scored a goal. The one who's got all the trauma. With the hair.
The one who's got all the trauma.
You know who I mean, though, right?
I know. I can't think of her name, but yes.
Yeah.
So what a way to refer to her. Jesus.
Sorry. I won't call her that to her face.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you've got trauma, one way to help that is liking and subscribing, leaving a comment.
At RBLR Sports on YouTube, at RBLR Sun FC everywhere else. Make sure you hit all the buttons. Don't miss a thing of our beautiful faces.
That's right. Leave your favorite color down below or tell us about.
Leave a star, remember? Leave a star.
Your childhood trauma? Tell us about when your parents got divorced.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.